This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver and other local governments have filed federal lawsuits against e-cigarette maker Juul, alleging racketeering and fraud. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Denver, Jefferson County, and Eagle County filed separate suits, accusing Juul and Altria, maker of Marlboro, of conspiring to market e-cigarettes to young people. The suit claims that e-cigarette use is a public health crisis that falls on the shoulders of local governments to manage. The lawsuit alleges that the same illegal tactics used by Big Tobacco years ago have merely been repurposed for e-cigarettes. Requests for comment from Juul and Altria were not immediately returned. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
RTD is getting more than $200 million from the federal stimulus bill signed last week. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more on the Denver area agency's windfall.
The Federal Transit Administration has announced a total of $2 billion in federal funding for the nation's public transportation systems in response to COVID-19. It's part of the CARES Act. RTD is set to get around $230 million of that money to use for any operations costs associated with COVID-19. RTD says it's seen ridership fall 70% and plans to drastically cut service on April 19th. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
It is 52 and partly cloudy in Pueblo, 32 with snow showers in Vail. The Denver area, 23 degrees. There is light drizzle. You're listening to CPR News.